John Jay and Rich.
Is there anyone out there? 'Cause it's getting harder and harder to breathe.
Adam Levine, you're on the air with John Jay and Rich. Good morning.
Are we on the air live?
Live, and here's who you have in the studio. You've got me, John Jay, you've got my partner Rich, and you've got our co-host Kyle in the studio.
So anything can happen.
Anything could happen. This is live radio, sir. Anything
at all.
Kyle, do you want to say hi to
Hello.
Not to me. I'm right here. Not to John Jay. He's right there, too. But Adam's on the phone.
I just said hi.
Yeah, what are you blushing?
Girl.
What are you blushing?
Not just any girl, Adam Levine.
Stop. Please stop.
Stop what?
The most amazing girl in the world.
Hey, so let me ask you a bunch of stupid questions.
I won't go home without you.
What are you doing right
now? That makes me uncomfortable.
Me too.
Yeah. It's a little odd over here, too.
So, Adam, I'm going to ask you something just because I'm stupid and I don't know. But, like, is this, like, totally solo or something, this new project? I don't even know.
Totally solo. What do you mean?
I thought someone was like, oh, Adam Levine's got a new record out. Oh, have you heard?
Maroon 5.
Oh, it's Maroon 5. Well,
I
started off by saying, let me ask you a stupid question. Because when I heard, I keep hearing like Adam Levine's new song. That's what I keep hearing. And now I thought maybe you went solo away from Maroon 5. That's not the case?
No. Never. Never.
Good. Smart guy.
Maroon 5 is, no. Well, you listen, being in a band, hands down, 10 times cooler than being a solo artist.
Absolutely. Wouldn't you rather be U2 than Bob Dylan?
Yeah, I honestly wouldn't even be comfortable being, you know, Adam Levine. Here's his new album. I feel like I'm such a tool. You know?
Speaking of tools,
it's badass. I like it. I'll always be in a band.
You know, dude, when you were in our studio not too long ago, you know, and I've only seen you on TV and stuff, but I was surprised at how like tall and handsome you are in person. I think you're good looking on TV too, but in person, you're much better looking.
Would you like to have sex with me?
You know what, Adam Levine? I would be interested in you being my second gay experience.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's very, very nice to say. I appreciate that. Well, you know what's really weird? People think I'm short.
Yeah. People think I'm short too, but they're right.
the first thing everyone ever says when they meet me is, "Wow, I thought you were going to be so short." And I was like, why? I don't get it.
Maybe TV, because every time you see, like, Tom Cruise, he looks tall on TV, and then when you see Tom Cruise in real life, he's really tiny.
But he's, like, uber short.
Yeah. Hey, so let me paint the picture. See if you could. Do you remember being in the studio? It was, you came in, you hung out, and Rich, you play guitar with him, right?
With James,
yeah. And then you guys exchanged information, I think, because James had the same watch as us. And
he has the same guitar as me.
That's right.
In fact, I used James's guitar for a Jesse McCartney song.
Right, and then we walked out of the studio, and then you and Kyle exchanged eyes. They were like, who's that? You both were like, who's that? Do you remember Kyle now, Adam Levine?
Wow.
No.
This is so homoerotic. This is crazy.
Kyle's a girl.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That Kyle.
I'm sorry. I haven't had coffee. What time is it right now? Where am I?
I don't know.
I don't even know what's happening.
It's awkward
I'm
time.
Sorry.
It's an awkward o'clock.
It's weird, though, but it's Friday and it's November here.
We can embrace it here. We can embrace the awkwardness. It's gonna be fine. But yeah, I remember that moment very well. Actually, now that you mention it,
I don't know if you know this, but
Kyle is still single. In fact, nothing on the horizon. No marriage proposals. No dates. No guys that even look at her.
Please stop right now.
And she cut off a lot of her hair, so who knows where that's gonna go.
So she looks like a little 12-year-old boy.
Did we sleep together? Is that the problem here? Am I not? I know that's what it was. We totally slept together, Kyle. I remember.
Together? No, we didn't.
Ding 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 ding. Get out, Adam Levine. You just got the brand new Maroon 5 CD. He won. Remember the time.
Yeah. And just because we love you.
Loved, and she will. Who's the girl with the broken smile?
Oh my God.
Yes. Kyle?
We hung out at the Mondrian Hotel together.
Oh my God. Are you
now? Do you remember?
stop it. Now I just feel like a weird, like, creepy jerk.
No.
Because you thought it was me.
Yes, I do.
No, he doesn't. We shook hands right when I got outside of the bathroom, and my hand was still wet, and I told you that I peed on my hand, and then all of a sudden you started texting me later on that day.
And then it was a magical night at the Mondrian that only one of you remembers.
God, oh my God. We have to move on.
No, that's cool.
Please, that's what you said to her that night.
Uh-huh.
No.
You told me you peed on your hand. Wow, that's so charming.
Mm-hmm. That is kind of an odd opening line, don't you think?
Yeah, I was on my way to get my hair done.
I actually really, care. You know, nobody puts on a live show and nobody records music like Maroon 5 anymore. Props where props are due. You guys are very, very talented and very cool. I always appreciate when you guys come out with something new.
Oh my gosh, thank you very much. I appreciate that, actually, and I'm so happy we moved on.
There's a nice escape hatch for you. I'm wondering, since I know you're a huge fan of music, and I know you listen to stuff, there's stuff that I don't know if I'm bothered by or not, and I look to you so that you can kind of give me some levity for this. So, are you bothered by the new Sting Symphony album at all?
No, not at all. I think it's awesome. You know, listen, it's always fun to change things up and to kind of explore new musical territory, and I don't ever hold it against anybody for trying something new. I really don't. And there's also such a lack of musicality these days. I think it's amazing when people embark on something totally different, you know?
Don't you think that's kind of coming back around with music, though, where there's huge melody in songs now?
Synthesized melody. You know, I just want singers back, man. I want some singers. I want some emotion. I want some Motown. I want some real. Please give me some more real. Let's do it.
Yeah, more real is always more better.
More real is always more better.
So, dude, is it weird that, like, the Mutt Lang, the guy that did Pour Some Sugar on Me, Married to Shania Twain, what he produced the album?
Is it weird? It's pretty amazing.
That's incredible. Are you kidding me? Mutt Lang's a god. That guy he did For Those About to Rock.
Is your name Adam Levine?
I'm sorry. Who's talking to you?
Am I asking you questions about Mutt Lang? I'm talking to Adam Levine.
I didn't think you knew who Mutt Lang was. I was about to school you.
Mutt Lang is married to Shania Twain. I know that. And he did Love Is Like a Bomb, right? Am I right, Adam Levine?
Yes. No, you're right about all of this. Yeah, totally.
Okay. Well, hey, Kyle just texted you so you can remember her. Okay?
Okay. I love you, Kyle. I'm glad we had this talk.
I love you, and I remember you. All right, Adam Levine, thanks for calling in, dude.
Thanks, you guys.
Bye.
Hey, would anybody else like a slice of some awkward pizza I'm serving up, Kyle? Would you like to go first?
I hate you guys. I hate you.
What were we supposed? I mean, we just said hello. Mm-hmm.
I videotaped all of this. It'll be on the website for Kyle's awkward moment. All on JohnJayAndAwesome.com. Chelsea, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, guys. I love your show.
Hey, we love yours.
All right, so I just moved here, and I just heard this Adam Levine interview, and I'd say a little bit awkward. I didn't hear the full story, so what really happened between you guys?
You know, we've never really told the full story, and we probably shouldn't tell the full story.
You read my journal on the air.
You put that in the journal?
Everything.
You know what's funny about in your journal? Oh, did I talk about that in the journal? Did I read it on the air?
Yeah, you did.
Because in the journal, she has a boyfriend, and she's fighting with her boyfriend, and she's like, he found out that I hooked up with Adam Levine. And it's written so matter-of-factly, like, I hooked up with Adam Levine. But it's so funny, you don't say Adam. Is it Adam Levine from Maroon 5?
Featuring the singles.
In this radio business that we're in, we try to be professionals. We always meet these celebrities, these bands. And Kyle took it too far. And she went out with Adam Levine, met him in a hotel lobby, and partied with him.
How come you couldn't give Akon some love? Akon really wanted to get with you.
Yeah.
You
could have been like his 14th wife.
One time. Okay, you can make a mistake one time, you make it again, and then it's not a mistake anymore.
No, I would say Adam Levine. I mean, Adam Levine, for you, hooking up with Adam Levine, and that's like, you know, you or me hooking up with Katy Perry, I'd take that.
Well, yeah.
Hell,
if it ever came your way, why wouldn't you?
Hell yeah.
Yes,
so that's what happened, Chelsea. Kyle hooked up with Adam Levine, and then they text each other for a little bit, and then we just had him on the air, and he didn't kind of remember. But then do you think he did remember?
I couldn't tell. And that's a little insulting.
I don't think he did.
I don't think he did. So it's either he doesn't want to admit to it because he's got, you know, maybe he doesn't know if that's a time frame that's sketchy that maybe he might have been in a relationship as well, or he really doesn't remember. And if you had a night of magical romance and the guy can't even remember, that's no good at all.
It wasn't magical. That's the whole thing.
That's why maybe you're right. Kyle's always saying she's got no game.
I remember the next day, Kyle, you coming in and we were talking about it, and you said that it wasn't magical. I remember that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Chelsea. So that's kind of the story. Brian, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. I was just wondering, Kyle, do you feel that maybe that new Misery song, he wrote that for you?
Thanks. Oh, my gosh. Seriously?
Maybe he has unfold feelings about you. He just had to put it in a song. Maybe that's how he expresses it.
This is, I guess, the third or fourth time that we've talked to Adam Levine, and I like him a whole lot. I think he's really, really, really cool. I just can't believe he doesn't remember you at all.
I'd believe it. I do. I mean,
that was a long time ago. I guess you are kind of like,
forgettable?
Unforgettable. You're not unforgettable.
What, Brian? What'd you say?
I said, just tell everyone that a song was about you, you'll be famous.
Yep. Right. There you go. Finally got a song about you.
Oh, thanks, Brian. I don't know if I like that song.
I like it a lot.
I think it's pretty cool.
Oh, I bet you do.
Okay, right.
Anything that came from his hand, the way he wrote it, it's perfect. The way it was written.
Don't you talk that way about my Adam. That's my Adam.
You're just jealous because you can't write songs like
you him. You don't know him.
You don't know Adam Levine. Get out of here. I quit. Adam, it's Kyle. I quit the show. Unfug. Kyle, unfug. The radio? Remember? Maroon 5? Mondrian? Remember?
If this isn't Adam's number, whose number is it? Oh, the road manager?
You're just a road manager? I texted him yesterday. Hey, sorry about that. Sorry. We're going to have probably some awkward moments tomorrow on the air. And nothing back. So
it might not even be his number.
No, anyway. Kyle's like my brother-in-law Bert was we were up hanging, we were off fishing together last week, and he comes into town to go fishing and hang out with us. And his daughter Tori's telling me the story. She's like, "Yeah, it's so embarrassing, my dad." I go, "Why?" Because he gets into town and he starts calling people that he knows from the town, right? So he's like, "Hey Jeff, it's Bert," and this is her doing him on this. This is what you hear him do. "Hey Jeff, it's Bert. I'm in town. How are you, Bert?" "Martinez." "Anyway, I'm in town." "Right, no, from the insurance. Remember, we used to work together." "Okay, no, I get it. That's cool. I'll call you some other time." So it's like, Kyle be like, "Hey, Adam, I quit. They were talking about you. They didn't like your new song, so I quit. I'm free. I'm here to be yours now. I'm coming to you now. I mean, we can move in together. Kyle. With a K. Unfug.
Mondrian?
No, I'm not a man. No. Don't you remember?
Peed on my hand.
No, that happens to a lot of people. I know it's okay.
Anyway, so I don't have a job.
I want you to write a song about me.
So what's going through your mind when you can totally hear him not remember what's going on, Kyle? Are you a little bit bothered, or do you kind of expect it?
I really expected it because it was a long time ago, and I would think that he's the kind of dude that hooks up with a lot of people.
I guess that's true.
Well, I mean, he's in it looking ugly.
Remember 3 years ago, some chick that you hooked up with randomly didn't go well?
Well, listen, there's a lot of people in bands that are really, really, really ugly that get tons of hot chicks.
Like those dudes from Kiss.
Yes. This guy is really, really good looking.
Yeah, he's good looking.
And he's in a popular band, so you know he gets tons of girls, right? Tons.
Really hot ones.
So don't be worried that he doesn't remember you at all.
I just go get yourself scrubbed down.
In fact,
that's what I do.
Going, there's no way. Let me go to your website and see. Oh, no way. There's no way that happened. Not for $1 million.
After that phone call.
No way.
After that phone call, I'd only shower in bleach knowing what he's getting with.
Is she the little black girl in your show? No, that was a spray tan gone horribly wrong.
I'm mortified right now.
It's a tough room, Kyle. You signed up for this.